Ian Fitzsimmons here, and I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I was skeptical about ordering plants online. Like, this is actually going to show up alive at my house? But after my wife and I ordered from Fast Growing Trees, convinced. They have this thing down to a science. They've built a whole system to protect your plants until they arrive. They even have a lab where they test against cold, heat, humidity, you name it. Any condition, they've got it. And they thrive. We couldn't believe how good our plants looked when they arrived at our doorstep. And everything showed up exactly how we expected. A perfectly healthy plant that was easy to unbox and ready to go. Every order is backed by their Alive and Thrive guarantee. And you'll get ongoing support from real knowledgeable experts. They have unbelievable deals on spring planting essentials, and right now you can get an additional 20% off your first order with the code SPORTS at checkout. That's 20% off at fastgrowingtrees.com with the code SPORTS. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's fastgrowingtrees.com, code SPORTS.
This is what everyone's talking about.
Everything's on the table.
This is what champions come to take. This is what everyone came to see.
And the slam!
No do-overs. No second chances. No more Mr. Nice Guy. This is Winner Take All. And it's all happening now on the home of the NBA Finals. Don't miss it. June 3rd on ABC and the ESPN app.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey! Everybody,
can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
God, do I love Jalen Brunson. And he's become one of my favorite Knicks of all time.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I love watching this team.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Josh Hart, the sniper of the night.
Today's guests. 49ers fullback Kyle Juszczyk. 18-year NBA veteran Jerry Stackhouse. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this Friday before Memorial Day weekend edition of the Rich Eisen Show, an OG edition. We got Jerry Stackhouse and Jamal Crawford on today's program.
Nice. Go.
Combined, that's almost, what, 4 decades of NBA playing experience,
yes,
right?
Sure.
What better tandem to help break down some outstanding playoff basketball action? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Jerry Stackhouse also reportedly in line potentially for the Chicago Bulls opening in Chicago. So lots to talk about with Jerry when he joins us. And then Jamal Crawford getting set for game 3 in the Western Conference Finals, all knotted up at one game apiece between the Spurs and the Thunder. That's tonight on NBC. And Kyle Juszczyk is going to join us on this program as well from the San Francisco 49ers. It's always fun to check in on them. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Already see phone lines are lit. It is a What's More Likely Friday. I've got a top five of the most burning NFL questions remaining now that Aaron Rodgers has signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Got that going for you.
Okay.
Win-loss games. Tell us. Yesterday we had, if you missed it, we had somebody calling in from Australia at 4:30 in the morning Australia time in the middle of his, what he said he was
a nurse,
middle of his shift in
a
hospital.
Break. He was on break.
I got it. He was on break.
We were on a break.
I was so funny. He pointed out, like, I'm on a break here.
Nobody thought people were getting, you know.
But he was a Washington Commanders fan who took the time out of his schedule in the middle of the night Australia time to call in and say, my team that I love is going to go 5-12.
5-12.
It was wild. That's what we love about the win-loss game. 844-204-RICH, number at all. Hello, Christopher Brock.
Hello, Rich Eisen.
Jason Feller.
Hey,
I love the one team St. Jude hat that you got working there today. Always love that. StJude.org for those who want to go ahead and donate. Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. Candles lit.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
Richard is fine. I just went full name third person right here
America,
on this
Friday. Australia.
Richard is kind.
Listen. I'm feeling really good. Not
Friday
because I'm wearing a dark gray shirt with maybe one button too largely unbuttoned. I'm feeling good. feeling good right now.
And I'm feeling it.
The Knicks are up 2-0. Mm-hmm. Knicks are halfway home to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I tried to tell you guys the series is over.
It's not over yet, Christopher. It's not over yet.
Okay.
The Cavs were down 0-2 to the one-seeded Detroit Pistons.
Great.
And that went seven games before they advanced.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good because they're all contributing. Everybody's cooking here. All five starters for the Knicks last night scored at least 14 points. Double figures right there. Bench didn't really need to do very much. Shooting 52% from the floor, 36% from three. You know, the turnovers, only six of them on the night. That's it, just six. That's all. So it was a very nice W that, again, the Cavs and the Knicks were feeling each other out in the first quarter. Knicks took a slight lead in the to the halftime locker room and then pushed the pedal to the metal in the third quarter. And everyone's wondering, is Kenny Atkinson going to fire off a timeout? He did. He did. Josh Hart, who can be the heartbeat of this team. The Nova Knicks, we all obviously focused on Jalen Brunson, needed his hero ball action on game one in that comeback win, down 22 points. Josh Hart doing it all. He shot 10 of 21 from the floor last night. 10 of 21. He launched 11 threes. The Cavs were basically like, okay, we're not letting OG do it. We're not going to let Brunson do it. We're not going to let Cat launch threes. We're not going to let Bridges. So Hart's like, I'll do it. How many open threes looks did he have last night? I lost track. And then he just does everything else. Seven assists, two steals. A full stat line.
Yeah, he fills it up.
For Josh Hart.
No doubt.
He does that. The guy who can do everything, defend, run the break, get in people's faces, get the crowd going. Shoot threes. That's the good stuff right there. So it's 109-93 final. Knicks up 2-0 last year. We all remember what happened last year in the Eastern Conference Finals. The exact opposite. You know? Just like another famous New Yorker. The Knicks deciding, you know how to be successful? I'll just do the opposite. You know?
Yeah, right.
Right? Except they're not jobless and living with their parents.
Yeah, it's like, how successful was he really?
You know what I mean? Oh, hey, whoa. In that episode, George did the opposite.
But in the overall,
he started ordering differently in the diner.
Right. Good for the tune.
You know what I mean?
It lasted 22 minutes, guys.
All of a sudden.
Right.
Then he went right back.
He met someone. He met Victoria at the end of the episode.
Knicks up 2-0. The difference between last year and this year, other than that, Jalen Brunson, you've got the floor.
I think the most important thing is that we're growing and learning together. And no matter what the situation is, whatever the series is or whatever, we're open to learning. We're open to getting better. We're open to figuring out how to win games, trusting each other. So it's a lot of different things. But I think the most important thing, no matter what, is that we're sticking together.
Okay. Dare I say,
do it.
That's coaching. See, it went up.
Well, Mike Brown's kind of on a little bit of a heater, no?
This guy was choice X, Y, Z.
Nobody wanted this job, man. This
dude.
It's crazy. Remember this?
It's wild.
We tried to get you the job.
I was not. Well, you know why they were interested in me? It's because I already had a job.
True.
Right. Right.
That was the coaching search.
Right.
Right. Right.
Let's keep knocking on doors.
Yeah.
Let's knock on doors.
I bet Jason Kidd wishes he took the job now.
Well, I don't know if the Mavs would even let him walk.
Well,
it's crazy.
Too late.
And everyone's wondering, why are you bouncing Tibbs? And Brunson's like, we're trusting each other more now, and we're believing in each other more now. And that's normally coaching. And the Knicks are halfway home to the NBA Finals. You know, they won't host it. They're going to have to go on the road and beat a Western Conference final champion that will be crowned and earned it. That's for sure.
Might be a little banged up, though.
So
Thunder and San Antonio aren't exactly 100% healthy.
I hear you. And Josh Hart's the way through in that regard. You know what I mean? That you look at the Thunder and how many people do everything, right? How many people do everything for the Thunder? Defend the perimeter, run the break, get the rebounds, fire up the crowd, shoot the threes, go fall on the floor, yeah, get the free throw line. Pull people's hair. Yeah. You know, but in all honesty, the Spurs have some young, great players that they just seem to be a team that has filled with everybody who could do everything. And Josh Hart is that guy. And he, just like Brunson, comes to New York and is blossoming into a stallion. Brunson is a superstar, but Hart's doing it all, including showing up, chewing on a slice of pizza, and giving Carl Anthony Towns the business while giving us a new fresh soundbite on analytics.
I'm never a huge analytics guy. At a certain point, they're a lamppost to a drunk person. You can lean on them, but it won't get you home. So at a certain point, you got to have a good feel for the game. I'm not going to lie, that was Gerald Wright, his quote, man. So shout out Jay Wright.
Wait, hold up. No, we're not moving on from that.
That's a great quote.
Oh, my God.
Analytics drunk. Lame post to a drunk person. It ain't going to get you home.
You can
lean on it, though.
I was with Cal, so I didn't hear that.
You ain't even go to college.
That's a funny line. Carl Anthony Towns in that long list of one and done
Kentucky one and done
catch, guys,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Laundry,
by the way, you can fill out a roster with those guys.
Yeah, I'd like to be on that list.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
great players way before portals and NIL, right?
Sure.
Cal was one and done in people to the NBA.
Yeah, man. I mean,
of note,
talk about all the time. Kentucky,
look up all these
all-time Kentucky team against everybody.
Like, it's all good in the hood right now.
I mean, they had three number one picks. Just, I mean, that alone.
No big deal.
You think this is over, huh?
For sure. You blow a 22-point lead halfway through the fourth quarter, you're not winning the series. Sorry. Thanks for playing. Great to see you, Cleveland. I
mean, the Knicks were going to win this series regardless if it was four games,
factual,
seven games. So, you know.
Also, I've made a living betting against James Harden. That's worked,
man,
in the playoffs so far for, what, 16
Come
years?
On.
Sorry, it's over. It's the Knicks versus whoever comes out of the West, and you got to like the Knicks' chances. They're on an all-time heater. What's the stat I saw? They're winning every playoff game by 18 points, which is 4 points better than the all-time record.
I guess the question is, if you're right, okay, how much better is the Western Conference than the Eastern Conference?
But if they're healthy, that's the thing. San Antonio now has backcourt question marks, injuries.
I think that will prevent.
We don't know if Harper's playing. We don't know if Fox is going to play tonight. We still got J-Dub on the other side for OKC. And you're going to need to be at full. I never thought I'd say this. You're going to need to be at full strength going up against this Knicks team because they are the hottest of hot right now.
And they're deep.
And everyone contributes. And Kat is playing point center. And Brunson is one of the most clutch players ever. First Take had a topic bar yesterday that if he wins, the Knicks win the title, is he the best Knick ever? That is an insane conversation.
Well, I mean, because there's not enough people.
But it's pretty legit.
There's not enough people around to remember Walt Frazier.
I get it.
It's that simple.
I get it. And he's courtside in the cool-ass outfits. But
I know. Brunson, by the way, he's the only guy with a ring.
On one.
Can't even believe. Are you feeling all right over there? Look at you being a pro. I know. But seriously,
that was tough.
I try not to jump out of my skin over this.
I need anything to cover over my Otani take. That's all.
It keeps getting worse.
Yeah. This won't be it because
I don't know.
A lot of us think that the
all right. I'm just not there yet. But listen,
you're
if
too
you told
close
me
to it,
if you told me that Brunson would be 7 of 16 in game 2, I'd have been concerned. But he comes up with 14 assists.
Oh, and Josh Hart.
And Josh Hart was the man.
Yeah.
He's unreal. This is real for Knicks fans. This is real.
Totally.
This is the other years where they would, even the year that they made it against the Spurs that year. Well, let me figure this out because I remember it was my
99.
It was not. Yeah, it was. I was 30. Yeah, I was 30.
That was the.
It was my 30th birthday.
Lockout shortened season.
Right.
Yeah.
I had my 30th birthday party.
I was listening
to a bar called Denial. By the way, I turned 30 in Denial. Denial. Nice. And I'll never forget. It was the Knicks Spurs. It was an off night in between games, and so everybody that was in town for ESPN covering the finals was able to make my birthday party, including Dr. Jack Ramsey. Was at my 30th birthday party.
Dr. Jack,
was
yes.
That is amazing.
But at any rate, I'm done.
When do Knicks fans start to think that, yo, we can win the title?
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
They already
on night one.
That.
Did you see them again last night?
No.
Avenue?
But I mean for real.
You think that that's fake? That is real, bro.
Well, I mean, delusion is real too. But
no, but I'm there.
Now it's a real conversation.
I'm there.
Yeah,
I have arrived there.
You realize the Knicks have not lost a game in a month.
Like they're beating the crap out of everyone.
I can't even. No, I'm. It's been a month since the Atlanta Hawks took him out.
April 23rd was the last, and today's the 22nd, so yeah.
Damn. Wow. All right. I got to stop, otherwise I'm going to get it. Look, they're halfway home against a team that was down 0-2 and then took the Pistons to a seventh game and beat the crap out of them in their building. I'm not there yet. Cool. End of discussion.
Yeah, guess what's not going to happen?
Yeah, it ain't the Pistons, bro.
For the love of Chalamet. The Knicks are halfway home.
I love it. Spike Lee. I'm not giving Chalamet.
Chalamet courtside tomorrow?
This is Spike Lee.
Gotta be, right?
Okay.
Make the trip?
We're going to see Cleveland Chalamet. Oh, we'll see Cleveland Chalamet. We'll see Cleveland Stiller. We'll see Cleveland Spike.
That's what I'm
question,
saying.
Who else is going
to
make?
I'm not going to allow us to put Chalamet over Spike on this Knicks fandom. This is Spike Lee, man.
I'm about to say two words I've never said before. Cleveland Hargate.
Tracy Morgan, get people pregnant in Cleveland?
I mean, he's already done that years ago, Chris.
Wow. Allegedly.
Well, Tracy's been around for a while.
Allegedly.
Get somebody pregnant.
Cleveland Hargate, everybody's been called.
Just saying.
Law and Order.
Bum, bum.
NYK. New York Knicks. I can't believe it. All right, let's take a break here. Jamal Crawford, Jerry Stackhouse will be on the program. I think we're going to get, let's throw up the bat signal for Pelissero.
Tommy P. No.
I want to know, is there any phony money in this Stafford extension? Or does this really mean that
that's
there's
big money, yo?
That, you know, and was that, hey, this is why you shouldn't feel threatened about Ty Simpson being drafted.
My season tickets better not go up.
Oh, well, they got to pay. Someone's got to pay for this, Chris.
No. Bing bong. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors are the experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs, and their experts install them. That means working with a company that builds and installs a quality product with real pricing, real simple, really beautiful. And when a trusted name like Pella chooses to partner up with the Rich Eisen Show, that means a lot. 0% financing options are available. Certain restrictions apply. Find your local Pella Windows and Doors showroom today at Pella.com/Eisen for details. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. You know what makes life brighter? Kyle Juszczyk zooming into the Rich Eisen Show. Let's check in on the Niners, everybody. Kyle Juszczyk next on the program.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
If you've ever wanted real energy without choking down something that tastes like regret, Bucked Up is the answer. The flavor is the thing people keep coming back for. Insanely delicious, which is not a phrase usually associated with energy drinks, and they're built on real, science-backed ingredients. Clean energy that actually works without the garbage you don't want. Bucked Up is so confident you'll love their drinks, they're giving away an island vacation just to prove it. That's the kind of brand this is. No purchase necessary. Giveaway ends May 30th. Enter and find your closest Bucked Up at buckedupenergy.com. Grab a Bucked Up and feel like a million bucks.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is Just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA-estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details. Rich Eisen here. Take a second and look at your city's calendar. Everywhere I go, there's always something coming up. Games, concerts, conventions, tournaments, the kind of events that bring people in from all over. And when that happens, you can feel it. More energy, more fans, and a whole lot more people looking for a place to stay. So here's something to think about. If your city has that kind of buzz, if big events are on the way, listing your space on Airbnb could be a great opportunity. If you're already planning to be out of town or you've got a trip coming up, why not make your place work for you while you're gone? You've got the space, and you're not using it. It could be earning you some extra cash. I know when I travel for these big events, I'm not just looking for a place to crash. I want something comfortable and safe, a place that allows me to experience the city like a local. And that's exactly what you can do by offering to list your space. No big lifestyle change, no long-term commitment, just making smart use of the space you already have. So the next time your city draws a crowd, think about listing your space on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Our radio audience has just returned. Kyle Juszczyk, entering his 14th season in the National Football League, is back here on the Rich Eisen Show. What does a veteran, year 14, do on Memorial Day weekend? Like, where are you in your preps
right now? Yeah, I'm actually, you know what? I'm going to meet up with your boy, George Kittle. We're headed to Bottle Rock this weekend. Celebrate, you know, a little time with the wives. We're always celebrating Claire Kittle's birthday on this weekend. So that's going to be a good time. But we're, you know, we've been back training with the team, I think, for 5 weeks now, and we're starting phase three on Tuesday. So this is like a longer weekend, little break before we get into some actual practice against our defense.
Okay, so who's playing Bottle Rocket this this weekend? Do we know? What do we got? What do we got?
Oh, it's a huge list of guys, but I'm most excited about Lil Wayne. He's always my favorite performer. So we're gonna go see him tonight.
Yeah, Rich, Lil Wayne and Lorde on Friday. Foo Fighters headlining Saturday. Backstreet Boys and Ludacris. Sunday.
Luda.
Okay. All right. There we go. And is Kittle gonna rascal around, or is he, where are we on this front?
He's pretty dang mobile. I mean, he's golfs with me with no handicaps, and he's moving around pretty well.
Okay,
So he'll be doing his thing.
I've heard a rumor he is going to make it to the American Century Championship this year. I've heard that rumor, Kyle.
I don't know. I've been pushing him to do it. He's been kind of on the fence. I don't know what his final decision has been on that one, but I hope he makes it.
I don't know. It's one of those things, man, where I'm wondering if it's he's not really an excuses guy to me. Kyle. You know what I mean? Like, he just strikes me as an excuses guy.
Definitely not an excuses guy, but you know how that goes. You could imagine the headlines. Like, if God forbid he doesn't make it to week one,
oh, got it.
But he's playing in a golf tournament the week before training camp, you can imagine how people are going to take that.
Well, listen, I will do the thing that, even though I'm only returning for my third time, two times in a row, I will speak for the folks at the American Century Championship to say, if he just wants to show and not golf, I think he will be most welcome.
I think any event plus George Kittle, that's value added. That event just got a little bit better.
I love it.
So, I agree. I think he should be there regardless.
Let's just jump in then. The draft, how do you watch it? You know, obviously you're keenly interested in what your team's doing. They traded down multiple times out of the first round. How are you watching when that happened?
You know what? Honestly, at this stage in my career, like, I don't have it on, and I'm not like dialed into like every single pick,
right?
But I'm absolutely checking out, you know, the results at the end of the night of who we ended up with, what positions, you know, and in evaluating kind of, you know, where I thought we would be, what we ended up getting, but really excited about this group that we have here. Stribling, he's got a locker right next to me, and I've just been super impressed with this guy. Just the maturity that he has for a rookie stood out to me right away. He looks like an absolute beast on the field. The way that he moves for his size is really impressive. And I mean, we've only spent a week with him, so I've really I've talked with Stribling and Kalen Black, and I've been impressed with both of them. So I'm excited about this class, though. I've heard great things about the rest of them from the defense and some of the other position groups, but those two in particular have stood out for me.
Well, let's talk about your new teammate in the running back room, and Kalen Black out of Indiana. And so much was made when he was drafted, where he was drafted in that round at that position. Because he wasn't invited to the combine. I'm not mistaken, neither were you, Kyle.
Exactly. Right? I've got a soft spot for that one. I was also not invited to the combine.
So have you spoken to him about that at all? Have you had that conversation?
You know what? I haven't yet, but I'm definitely going to bring that up this week. Because like you said, we got that in common, but, I don't know if so. Kalen is absolutely jacked. I don't know if you've seen this guy, but so Malik Mustafa walks around in the locker room, and this dude's just like an absolute ball of muscle. You can't believe he plays safety, and he's one of the biggest dudes you've ever seen. And this week, Kalen's walking around with his shirt off. I'm like, Malik, you got major competition now. Like, I think this might be the new like most muscular guy in the weight room, or I mean, in our locker room. So, hopefully he plays as good as he looks.
Well, he does. I mean,
he looks really good.
He won a championship, and was a crucial cog in that Indiana machine, Kyle.
I've seen highlight clips of his running and been super impressed. And I know people have kind of mentioned that he didn't catch a lot of passes at Indiana, but you wouldn't be able to tell that based on what you see on the practice field. I mean, he looks very natural running his routes, very natural hands, and I think he's going to fit in just perfectly.
And then just pulling a little bit more on that string you left out there about Stribling, the wide receiver out of Ole Miss, again, who's drafting, where the Niners drafted him and who else they could have drafted and what they could have done in the first round if they didn't trade out. What did impress you? Like, obviously sitting next to him in the locker room, even just 1 week, you got a story on that just to put a little bit more meat on that bone you put out there?
Really just, the conversation that we had and like just getting to know, one another. Like he grew up in Hawaii. He's from a military family. So like, he's very buttoned up, very well spoken. You can tell he's got a good head on his shoulders, but just watching him go through drills and seeing the explosion, the acceleration from a guy of his size and the way he's able to open up his stride so quickly, that really stood out to me. It really impressed me. I'm excited for this week when we're actually going against the defense, actually running plays. You know, you get to see a lot more out of these young guys. So the evaluation is going to continue going forward, but a big part of that would be 2 weeks.
Well, and we had Kyle Shanahan on right after the draft and talk with him about the philosophy of the 49ers and him and Lynch drafting. It was just a fascinating conversation. I mean, that guy is about five dimensions deep into a four-dimension game of chess. And I'm wondering, what is it like to be around him talking ball, Kyle?
It's awesome, man. I never leave a conversation with Kyle without having learned something or been just impressed with how his brain works and just how he looks at things. Cause I do feel like he really has a different perspective than most. But to be able to sit in his meetings and just hear him break down the game and like some of our favorite meetings, you hear a lot of guys on the team talk about this, is when he'll go through and he'll tell you every single assignment of the defense. And he uses that, he'll use their assignment against them for how we can exploit that and be successful on offense. And I think that's the difference between him and maybe, some of the other play callers in this league, is that he understands the defense just as good, if not better, than most defensive coordinators. And I think that's how you really take it to that elite level of play calling that that I feel that he's at.
And I imagine that gives you a sense of confidence that allows you to play freer.
No question. Likely? No question. Because you know that he's putting you in a position to succeed. He's not going to put you in a spot that he doesn't think that with your abilities, your talent, that you're in a mismatch, that you're not going to be able to, pull off that assignment. And that really does give you the confidence to go out there, play free, play fast. Because, he's not going to try and screw you. He's going to put you in the best position to be successful.
And how do you notice the way that he's maybe downloaded a lot of that stuff into Brock Purdy? You got a story about that, a front row seat, watching the two of them talk and how it manifests itself on the field with you in the
huddle? Yeah, I mean, right. I'm always impressed or relieved maybe that, during games, like when Brock comes off the field, like him and Kyle, they're always talking, they're always communicating, what happened on the previous drive, what are we thinking here going forward? And I just think there's a direct line of communication. And especially as Brock's gotten older and, he's been, he's a veteran starter now, he's got a lot of games under his belt. You see Brock being able to contribute more to that, to push back maybe, like, he doesn't always have to agree with what Kyle says or sees out there. And it's been cool to see Brock, mature in this league and be able to, stand on his belief of, hey, this is what I actually saw and this is how I see it, and be able to have that communication and that back and forth.
And then what about Brock that you've learned that makes him the perfect avatar or conduit for what Kyle has drawn up?
I mean, Brock just he has an incredible ability to process, post snap. I think he does an incredible job of being able to see how the defense moves after the ball is snapped, and he's got that ability to make his own play when it's not there. And I think that's something that gets slept on a lot with Brock. He can sit in the pocket. He can do things in progression, but if he needs to run around and buy some time, I think he's one of the better guys in the league at doing it, because he's also keeps his eyes down the field as he does it. So I love that part of Brock's game.
You ready to go to Australia to start? What do you got for me, Kyle? What about that?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. That it is a long, long flight, but I'm gonna try and just look at the positives of it. Like, what a cool experience to be. One of the first teams to ever play an NFL game in Australia, and to play in like such a big stadium like that and have over 100,000 fans there. It's just going to be a cool life experience. The weeks after that might not be the best as far as recovery and that sort of thing. It's not ideal, but it's something that we're going to deal with, and we're going to figure it out. We're going to be okay. And we're going to take it head on.
Did you hear the number of air miles you're going to be traveling this year? Did you hear that?
Final oh, no. Round? Has anybody talked about that?
We could talk about that or how many the air miles, what's a larger number, the air miles or the amount of gigawatts that come out of the electrical facility next door to your I don't know.
1.21.
That's good. That's good. Know. That's good. Yeah. The Niners are good for a lot of memes, really.
Or the draft strategy of that's John Lynch right. and yeah. Kyle Shanahan. What else?
We're just making headlines out here.
38,000. It's 38,000 miles, Kyle.
Yeah, I've heard. That's a pretty long way. But at the end of the day, it's about how well you can play football. It's not about how far you have to travel. So hopefully we can travel far and play good.
Not to get too deep into your personal relationship with your wife, but what is the philosophy between you and Kristen on binge watching shows that you both like? Do you have to do it together? Because 38,000 miles is something that you're going to get ahead of the game. You know what I mean? Like on a flight, yeah. Kyle,
we definitely, if it's a show that we are both watching, like yes. actively together, we usually try to, wait to binge those together. Mm-hmm. But recently, she's been going off and finishing shows without me.
Dude.
So I might have to do that.
Whoa. This just in, is that breaking
news?
Yeah,
what'd she just finish? Well, I don't know if I even know if I wanted to watch this or not, but I guess the new craze is off campus.
Yes.
I think is the name of the
show. Oh, yes. She watched it
in a day. I swear.
She watched off campus in a day.
Season one of the day. Maybe 2 days, but, that was the new one recently. I watched some of it and I did enjoy some of it, but, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Got something for everybody, Kyle, that show. I'll tell you that. I don't know if you're into hockey or not, and that's not what I'm referring to, but it's all good. All right, so she did that. All right. And so, but you're going to have to choose, you know, 38. I actually did a top five list of the most, you know, suggesting what you guys should binge watch on your 38,000 miles.
Oh, I like that.
Oh,
you know what?
Yeah.
Something cool last year, me and Christian started is – on our away trips, you know, you always see those lists of like top 100 movies of all time or whatever. And it's got, you know, all like the classics. Well, last year on every away trip, we would pick one of those movies that neither of us had seen. And we would watch it on the flight and then, you know, talk about it when we got to the hotel. And it was fun. It was a lot of movies that, that I probably would have never watched had I not had this assignment. But it was pretty fun. I don't know if you've seen like Children of Men.
Nope.
I think it might be one of my new favorite movies of all time.
I have not. I got to write
Check
that one down. I will write that one down. Children of Men. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. You ever see Poltergeist?
I have not. Okay. I'm not a big, I'm not crazy about horror movies.
It's not really a horror movie. It was in the 80s. It was about a house that needed to be cleaned due to, ghosts that were in there, which is my way of asking you when we look at your schedule, week 12, Seattle at San Francisco, sir.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, this is where, you know, the week 18 didn't finish up the way that you liked. You did win a playoff game. But Seattle came in your house and won a Super Bowl in your house.
Yep.
Is that something that you're when you go out there on that field week 12, you know, hey, this is our house at the end of the day. And you're going to have like, is that something you'll be thinking about months from now, Kyle?
Listen, anytime we play the Seahawks, it's going to be personal and it's going to be a rivalry. It's going to get dirty. It's going to get physical. So I look forward to playing them wherever it is, whether it's at our place, we could go play them in India. I don't care. Wherever we've got to go play.
You might have to. Listen, they might send you there next year. Be careful what you ask for, Kyle. I mean, but come on, though. Did they rip up the carpets? Did they in your locker room? Did they?
Well, you know what? Honestly, we're doing a bunch of renovations in our locker room anyway, so we didn't even have to see it after they were done. We're getting rid of all the junk that they touched in there. So we're going to have a clean, fresh start, fresh slate this year. We're not worried about that.
See, you need to see Poltergeist because they finally did. Spoiler alert. Get rid of the ghosts, and you know there's a line from
it. Light some sage.
This house is clean.
This house is clean. We can get that. That's what we can get that for you. Clean the house.
You know, back in like 2017 and 2018, when we first got to the Niners, and we weren't winning a lot of games. Kittle used to go around the facility and burn sage and go into each coach's meeting room and burn sage. Yes.
Got to do this, Kyle. Do it. Mention it. Mention when you see him this weekend. First of all, tell Claire happy birthday. Two, tell him that we had this conversation and he's got to do it.
All right.
He's got to do it. I mean, this, now more than ever, they want a trophy in your building. That can't happen again. You know what I mean? Like, you got to clean the house.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That's a good point.
I'm just trying to leave you in a better spot. Thanks for zooming in. Enjoy the weekend. Let's do this again real soon, okay?
Absolutely, man. Hey, and I'll see you at the Edgewood.
You bet. The American Century Championship. I'm hopefully a few strokes lighter. Okay, what are you looking at me like that for?
No,
just my guys.
I want you to practice. That's all.
I am practicing.
Side bet who finishes higher, me or you?
Oh, hold on a second. 2025 results.
Dude, look, before I go here, how many more up the Stableford ladder was I than this guy?
So
I had
Rich,
many more points.
You finished in 88.
Second to DFL. Right?
Uh-huh. You know, Kittle wasn't much better. He was 81st.
Okay.
Let's see.
Use check it for
I think I was probably low 60s.
59th.
Okay. 59.
I'm not getting there. We'll talk about you giving me some strokes, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk.
It's called a healthy competition. That's what it's called.
Yeah, I like that.
Have a good time this weekend. Be well, Kyle.
All right, thanks.
Kyle Juszczyk, everybody. I'll see him at the American Century Championship in Lake Tahoe, everybody.
So Kyle was minus 8 points. No, you only get negative points for a double bogey or worse.
I'm well aware.
Sorry. Just explaining to the audience.
Obviously, they might not know.
Rich, you had minus 60 points.
Yeah.
Somebody
laughing in the back at that? Did I hear that?
Tied with Catherine Tappan. 3 points better than Dylan Dreyer.
Big fan of Dylan Dreyer.
Yeah. By the way, I mean,
is it delightful?
You're on the heels of Grant Hill and Jason Kelsey. I could have gotten him. I don't know. So, you know what I mean?
If like, I shave a few.
Right.
I'm on it.
I got
Chris,
it. Okay.
I'm on it. Trust me.
Okay. I want you in that, you know, Kittle Baker range.
That would be
this
amazing.
Year. That's
I'd
what
love
I want
to play with
you.
Both of them.
Yeah. Minus 30s. I think you can do it.
I can do it.
It's a few less doubles.
I understand that.
Okay.
It just
practice.
No, it requires being good.
Just one extra day a week.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. When we come back, let's be fair and balanced. Matthew Stafford signed a new contract.
Yeah, he did.
Or an extension.
Ching.
Bing bong.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Save money on your next oil change with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The NFL schedule dropped, and it's time to settle up. There's road trips to plan, hotels to book, tickets to split, tailgates to cover, scores to settle, all the things for the season. But now, when you send $10 or more to a friend with PayPal by May 28th, you could win 2 tickets to every home game of your favorite team. Yep, the whole season. Visit paypal.com/P2PSweeps. No purchase necessary. See website for details, including how to enter by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
Schedule dropped and it's time to settle up, people. There's road trips to plan, tickets to split, tailgates to cover, scores to settle. All the things for the season, but now when you send $10 or more to a friend with PayPal by May 28th, so get in now, you could win 2 tickets to every home. I said two tickets to every home game of your favorite NFL team. That's for the whole season. Visit paypal.com/P2PSweeps. No purchase necessary. See our website for details, including how to enter by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL. Travis in Singapore.
Whoa.
Is
yeah,
this the
buddy.
Country?
Whoa.
Travis in Singapore, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. Travis, you there?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. I will ask the same of our caller from Australia. What's the date and time where you're calling in from right now?
It's Saturday morning / Friday night, just
okay.
Before 1 a.m. over here.
God bless you, Travis.
Nice. On break.
What's on your mind, bud?
Thank you. Well, I've actually called in a few times before back when I was Travis in Washington State, but I moved here last year. I'm a diehard Rams fan,
okay.
And in respect to, I guess, what you were just talking about with Juszczyk about all the travel, I want to add 5 more movies to the Niners watch list on their flights this year, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I want to help them out.
All right.
You might notice a theme, but I want to help them out.
All right. This is very touching. All right. How quickly can you bang them out, Travis?
I'll do them quick.
There you go.
I'll do them quick.
Right, go ahead.
Number 5,
yes.
American Underdog. This is specifically for Brock Purdy to watch a quarterback from Iowa actually win a Super Bowl.
Wow.
Number 4, Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange. In one of the many multiverses, there might actually be one where the Niners win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
But probably not.
Okay.
This is hilarious.
Travis, go ahead.
Number 3, Be Kind Rewind. Jack Black breaks into an electrical substation, becomes magnetized, and starts erasing VHS tapes. You know, as a coincidence, a VHS tape is what you would watch a Niners Super Bowl win on.
Oh. Wow. TJ, he's speaking your language.
I don't know Travis, but I really love
Travis. I like you too, TJ.
Number two?
Keep going.
Number two.
Yes.
Number two, Friday Night Lights. Underdog team makes it all the way to the championship. Doesn't quite get all the way there.
Okay.
Number one. Dumb and Dumber. Now, you might be wondering why Dumb and Dumber. This is not a comment on anybody in the Niners organization being dumb.
Okay.
It is, however, the number one movie in America in 1994, the last time they won the Super Bowl. So they might get a little bit of remembrance by watching Dumb and Dumber.
Travis, wow.
Travis.
Singapore.
My G.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, for somebody staying up late, you got your rest today. Well done.
You know what? You know what Travis has? He's got a lot of hate in his heart.
He does.
And I love it.
Look at you.
That's
yes.
Richard the King on the petty.
That's the highest level. Travis has been telling Travis what I've been trying to tell people for years. He just put it better than me right here in the way he did it.
Correct.
Bravo, Travis.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Did we just hang up on Travis?
We did. Del Tufo.
Rack him.
Sorry.
You just dropped him?
I mean, we were going to talk
about. We were done.
That's all right.
What would make you.
So,
Del Tufo, fat finger.
The Rams feeling themselves clearly all the way from Singapore. Meanwhile, and old, what is it, Thousand Oaks? Is that where they are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right down the 101.
Well, Les Snead and Sean McVay doing some work with their quarterback. Because we all know Sean McVay wanting to make sure Matthew Stafford is happy by looking angry and sad over the drafting of a quarterback that Sean McVay, I think, is very happy to have drafted. Ty Simpson. Well, as you know, money talks and everything else walks. And here's the news. Schefter saying it's a one-year $55 million extension worth up to $60 million incentives. Stafford now has 2 years.
I said two years.
And up to $105 million remaining on his deal with the Rams. If you look at the fine print, meaning the ESPN.com article that Schefter wrote alongside his report, he's scheduled to make $40 million this year, and of the $55 million extension, $5 million is a roster bonus fully guaranteed at signing. So basically, here's $5 million, Matthew. The remaining $50 becomes guaranteed at the start of next year's new league year, which means that's a $50 million contract for next year if everything works out. The deal also includes $5 million each year in incentives tied to playoff success, meaning $50 million contract in 2027 is in the back pocket. If it all works out, what does that mean? Does it have to be a Super Bowl? Does it not have to be a Super Bowl? Does it have to be something similar to last year? Does it have to be something that we've seen from Matthew Stafford last year? Something close enough? Basically, it's a way to say there's a $50 million year contract sitting for you next year. Here's another $5 million for this year. Hope you're happy.
Pay that man his money.
Matthew Stafford. And it sounds like, you know, he is to stay right there.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.